Good morning, Symphony Church, and welcome to our morning devotionals. We are continuing on in our Lenten devotional series, and today's passage comes from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." Amen. This passage in Zephaniah is related to the future restoration of Israel and prophesies Jesus. The verse that stood out to me from today's passage is verse 17, and I will break it down to four parts based on each line. Verse 17, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." Yesterday, we talked about how Jesus came as man incarnate to dwell amongst men without ceasing to be God. He is the mighty one that is being prophesied about here. The Lord God is in your midst today, church. God is not some distant man up in the clouds. God is active and alive. In fact, scriptures call Jesus our living hope. He is living and alive, and he is in your midst today. He is not turned off or scared by your mess and brokenness. It is actually in these places where God promises to be with us. When we sing the lyrics from Love Came Down, singing "Valley High and Mountain Low, I sing out, remind my soul that I am yours." We are able to sing this because God is in the midst of both valley highs and the mountain lows. So, if you are in a season right now where you feel cornered or overwhelmed, be reminded today that God is right there in the midst of that. He is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. It continues on saying, "He will rejoice over you with gladness." Early on in my walk with God, I felt like God would only rejoice over me or be proud of me if I had something good to show. I had to abide by the rules and prove my worthiness to him. But that is not God's heart. He rejoices over us with gladness, not because of our achievements or perfection, but simply because we are his sons and daughters and he loves us. Recently, the Sin family gave birth to their beautiful daughter, Hannah. If you have ever seen her around at Symphony, it's likely that there is a small mob of people surrounding her with sparkly eyes and oohs and ahs, and you will likely find me there too. We delight over Hannah's life because she is so precious. As an infant, she hasn't done anything to necessarily deserve or earn this kind of praise and attention. For her life is precious, and she is beloved, and her life and presence is worth celebrating. I can only imagine how much more love her own parents have for her. This is like God's love for us. He rejoices over us with gladness. Let's continue. He will quiet you by his love. There are so many voices and noises in this world today that vie for our attention. From messages sent from media and entertainment to grades and performance reviews, it is easy to allow the chaos to build and for the noises to overtake our head. When I think of this verse, I actually visualize Jesus whispering truths of his love similar to God speaking in a still small voice in 1 Kings 19. Although it is just a whisper, because of the power that it holds, the small and meek whisper pierces through the loudest stadium noises. Today, you may be feeling like your head is clouded with so many thoughts and varying voices of this world. Don't let them allow you to overlook the whisper. Be attentive, and you will hear the still small voice of love that will quiet your soul. And lastly, he will exalt over you with loud singing. As a music lover and a worshiper, I love this verse. Imagine God singing words of love over you. Here's a quote from Charles Spurgeon about this. If God sings, shall not we sing? He did not sing when he made the world. No, he looked upon it and simply said that it was good. The angels sang, the sons of God shouted for joy. Creation was very wonderful to them, but it was not much to God, who could have made thousands of worlds by his mere will. Creation could not make him sing. When all was done, and the Lord saw what became of it in the salvation of his redeemed, then he rejoiced after a divine manner. I love that. He rejoiced in singing because he delights in his creation. He could have made thousands of worlds, just like Charles Spurgeon said. Creation could not make him sing. But when all was done, the Lord saw what became of it in the salvation of his redeemed. We are a people redeemed. I picture a father holding their child, singing lullabies to them as they whisk away to a peaceful slumber. There's also something so intimate about having someone sing to you. It's not just listening to somebody sing, but being the object of their singing. We have the privilege of doing this exact thing in our musical worship. But to know that God exalts over us with loud singing, that is intimate and sweet. Perhaps one of these lines from verse 17 stood out to you. Let's take some time today to reflect on this passage and chew on it throughout the day. But the main takeaway is this. God delights in you and will always be with you. He is a God who, like in verse 19 says, turns shame into praise. So let's invite Jesus into our shame and allow his love to minister over you so that the shame can turn into praise. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are in the midst of us. We thank you that, O Mighty One, you have come to save us. We feel your delight and rejoicing over us, although we are so undeserving. We want to hear your whispers of love throughout our day. Please allow that to penetrate through the voices of the world. We hear your songs of love exalted over us, and we receive it all today. In Jesus' name, amen.